Voices of Women is a top radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Hello, I'm Chris Stainis, the host of Voices of Women on Transformation Talk Radio. And today I'm going to share about opportunities and synchronicities. But recently I spoke with Marion Woodman, who I've interviewed on the Dr. Pat Show before, and I think it's aired on this show. She's an amazing woman, author of many books on the feminine and dreams as a Jungian analyst. She found an article I'd written of her for my Woman of Wisdom column at Aspire Mag.net on her desk. And after our discussion about the article, I'm going to go to Toronto to interview her some more. And that leads me to my guest today, as I'll be able to visit her in her hometown, Toronto. So when you open yourself to possibilities, life does amazing things. And my guest today took an opportunity to travel to India and changed her life. Lai Ping Li is the author of Traveling Inward, A 100-Day Journey of Self-Awareness. Now, she was born and raised in rural Guangdong province in southern China, and motivated to seek a better life, she accepted an offer from a relative in Toronto to immigrate to Canada. She arrived with only a little money and no knowledge of the English language. She says she cannot be defined by her name, her skin color, her religion, her past, or her accomplishments. She is a soul traveling this earth, learning and discovering. And she started her inward journey through Vipassana meditation. How do you say that?
Vipassana.
I had my consonants wrong. Vipassana meditation over 4 years ago. And then she boldly followed her intuition and just showed up in India with a backpack for a 100-day adventure. And all the lessons she learned in India completely transformed her life, which enabled her to use the techniques on a daily basis to overcome life's challenges. So she narrates this story in her book, Traveling Inward, to share the message of having the courage to believe in your own dream. And she promotes the idea that every person can be a source of inspiration and healing and have a peaceful life. Her website is doyoudare.ca. So welcome, Lai Ping, to Voices of Women.
Thank you, Chris. That's a beautiful introduction, and I'm grateful for you doing that.
Well, it's your life story. That's what you have been doing. So first, I want to talk about your first journey, about how you immigrated to Canada from China, and you were 22 years old. So how long was that, about 20 years ago?
Oh, more than 20 years ago. 26 now.
When yes.
I turned 49, yes.
Yes.
26 years ago, yeah.
So at that young age, was that a scary experience for you, like leaving that familiar landscape of China to a whole new continent and language, not even knowing English?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Like, but at that moment, well, you know, when you're young, you kind of not thinking about all the big picture. But until to when I was in the airplane, when the flight attendant asked me, what do I want for dinner? Then I realized, oh my goodness, people do not speak Chinese. So I was having a difficulty to communicate to the flight attendant. What do I want having a dinner? Finally, she needed to find a translator to come to talk to me. So I expressed that I want to have a chicken dinner. So, yeah, so that at that moment, so I was scared. And I said, how do I gonna survive in Canada? So that was my story.
What was the biggest lesson in that you learned of overcoming those fears?
Be honest with you, at that time, I was so frightened. I did not have a courage. I didn't even know how I am going to survive. So which is, that's how make my life, that's what I think. That's how make my life struggling for the last 20-some years. I mean, for the first 20-some years I lived in Canada. Because I let that moment define me. And I was frightened. And I have that scary thought in my mind, is I cannot survive. I don't even know how I'm going to communicate with people. And then also, the another thing was, you know, I never thought I'm smart enough. So I didn't bother to really like go out to learn English. So I live in the Chinese community, working in the Chinese community for a long time. And so I did not venture out. And I did not feel like I need to look, read books and follow any organized religion or do anything. I just thought I am brought up as a traditional Chinese woman. I think I'm just going to get married and having kids and just being good wife and sit at home and just like most of Chinese women, immigrant women does, just raise a family. And that's all my life purpose. But I didn't see anything bigger or any, like I did not have any ambition. So I did not see anything out there as a possible for me. So that's the mentality I have for 20-some years.
But something switched in you. What led you to move away from that? To, you know, learn English and because you got jobs and you started, but even then you shifted to even found, because when I'm reading your book, you were even dissatisfied with that life.
So what happened was about 5 years ago, I was facing lots of difficulty in my life. And like I was planning to get married, but did not happen. And my relationship with my family from bad to worse. And my physical and mental feel like have a lot of suffering and a lot of struggling. So, and actually one day I was in a severe pain and I took a three-day off from my work. And I took a lot of pain cure. I still did not cure my pain. And I was on my knees to pray to God to ask, even though I did not have any religion or understanding or believing God. But at that moment, I was desperate. And I was thinking, before I die, I want to find out, is that God out there? Is that like something else I could do before I take over my own life? So I was praying and keep questioning for a long time, but nothing happening at that moment, and the pain was pushing me back to sleep. While I was sleeping, I have a dream. In that dream, the first time I heard myself call out God, and the message I remember was, told me that I am in good hand, like I'm going to be okay. So sure enough, when I woke up, all my pain disappeared, and I realized, wow, that's really profound. Must be God out there or something bigger than I could imagine out there. So I was like, that's the first time picking my curiosity. So I decided, you know what, I go out to search and to ask people questions. Is it God out there, or what was it like? How could I change my life? So that's the step I took over 5 years ago, and to changing my life and start reading books and attending seminar and all that. So that's what happened to me.
So then that was the start of seeking your journey. And what drew you to go to India then?
It was through a dream, actually. First time I have a really, really vivid dream. In that dream, I saw India. I saw myself was running down up the mountain, and a gigantic structure right in front of me. It's magnificent, and I found myself a call out saying, oh, yeah, that's India, Red Fort. But the thing is, I have no clue like before this dream, I have no clue what the Indian Red Force look like. But in this dream, I called it out, and that my curiosity, I was thinking, what was that for? So I asked the universe, what is this message? And in the same day, I received a 2 email, and also someone sent me a picture of India out of the blue. So first time in my life, I saw Indian Red Force at YouTube and also in my email. So I realized it's something telling me to pay attention to India. So finally, the full message come through me, and I just couldn't resist it, and I know that's my calling. It's telling me I should go to India to have my discover journey. So here I am, and a few months later, and I show up in India.
Yes. So that takes a lot of courage. You know, you quit your job. I think you said you refinanced your house. And, you know, you're leaving everything that's comfortable and familiar. Not many people do that. Excuse me. Not many people have that ability to, and it's scary to leave your job and just, it's, you got to surrender and trust a lot that, and just hop on a plane. Okay. You didn't even have a reservation for a hotel. So, you know, that's pretty brave. Well, we're going to hear more about your journey when we come back. You're listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. We'll talk more with Lai Ping Lee when we come back.
We all want deeper, more intimate relationships. But how do we create successful relationships and maintain strong connections? Peter Kane has some real answers. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is one of the original breathworkers and relationship trainers with over 30 years' experience. Breathe, relax, or create intimacy and keep it thriving. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Shasai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
1230 WBLQ.
Well, welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and I'm talking to Lai Ping Lee about her journey to India. So, Lai Ping, what was there was a lot of challenges that you faced, and share one of those situations and how you dealt with it, because that it's a lot about what your book's about too.
The most challenging situation I have in India, I feel, is the daily journey, the daily experience I have. Like, for example, need to learn to eat on the street. And another thing is the bathroom issue. And I'm sure you know that as well, Chris, since you've been to India. In India, it's lack of water, just in case the viewer don't understand why it's a challenge issue in India. Because they lack of water, and so it's not a lot of bathroom in the street. So every day I face that challenge. But I learned to accept them and embrace this difficulty. But my most challenging situation I faced was I went to see a doctor due to the pollution causing my nose congested, and I could not breathe for a day almost because the nose is so stuffy, covered up. So someone recommended me to see a doctor. And I went to the local doctor, and he tried to take advantage of me. And on top of the insult, and he say something really bad. I don't want to go through all the detail in it, and you could read my book. I shared that experience in traveling inward. But I learned to forgive. Like, whatever he do, you know, it doesn't mean like what his actions are acceptable. But through forgiveness, I gain the power. It's like I am okay. Like, I make a peace with whatever it is. So I would not let that situation to causing me more suffer. So that's the challenging situation I was having.
Yeah, and like you say, it's the day to day. I mean, there's lots of challenges when you're traveling in a foreign country, language, and just the kind of travel that you did is also what I did, of local transportation, buses and trains, and you had a lot of experiences, you know, just trying to catch the buses. And I think one of your things from your book is about, I look at it as, you know, sometimes we have expectations of what our journey is going to be when we travel. Like, we have this romanticized version of India or Italy or wherever we're going. And then when we get there, it doesn't match that expectations. And then we get disappointed. Yeah. And then we miss out on what's really there. Because if we're going around being disappointed and looking for something that isn't happening, we're not experiencing what is happening. So I know you had a lot of experiences like that, and maybe you'd like to share how you handled that.
Yes, I would like to share my profound moment and also how I turned the challenging situation into one of the unforgettable lifetime experiences. It was my first time taking a train in India from Mumbai to my meditation center. But accidentally, I copied the incorrect address. So in the train, I was really lost because I have no clue where I'm going. And another thing is, in India, it's really seldom you will see English. Most of the writing on the wall or even in the train station, and they write in Hindi. So I thought I was being smart to sit in the closing to the door so I could look out to the train station, the name of the train station, in case that's my station, I could get off. I thought I was smart. You see, that's an hour again, what you talk about, because we grow up, not exactly grow up in America, but we've been accustomed into this ideal traveling situation. But when you're in there, it's challenging to understand, especially you don't know the language, right? But anyway, I thought I was smart. That's what my game plan is. I sit in the doorway. But when the train stopped, they stopped in every like 20 minutes or so. When the train stopped, tons of people come on the train. So they've been seeing me since so many people on the train and pushing inside. And they all over me. And I was in the bottom of the floor, literally crying. And one woman saw me, and she realized I'm not exactly an Indian people. So she's been really calm, and she actually pushing people back and telling people, have some, you know, non-Indian people on the train. So the people was turning back and look at me. And then they asked me, do you speak Hindu? And I just try my best to use my body language to communicate back to them. And I say, I do not understand. But through that experience, though, I felt like that's the perfect moment for me to learn something, to learn Hindi. And since I would be sitting on the train for about the next 4 hours, so I asked people to teach me some Hindi. And then now, some of the kids really shy and say no, and not many people understand English either. So I was stuck in there for a moment. And now, someone was seeing my confused face and I'm sad face, and she decided to cheer me up. So end up, she started actually singing. And another woman followed her sing, and then another come along, and end up the train, like the full train of people, like singing for me. It's about 200 women and kids sing for me. That it was the most magnificent moment I experienced. I truly felt their love. It was my first time I experienced human love. And end of this beautiful Bollywood moment, and I felt God was whispered to my heart and say, you are beautiful. You are worthy of love. And at that moment, I knew I loved by God, and I knew I loved by human being, and which I searching for all my life and thought I wasn't worthy of love. But at that moment, I got it. Like, I knew no one can define me anymore. So that was my profound moment.
Yes, and what you have to realize is that you called it forward in yourself. You engaged with the people in the train, because you could have chosen to not ask them to help you learn their language. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't reach out and just kind of go to a country and travel and take in what's there, but they're really engaging. And that's what I noticed in your book, that you really engaged with the people, and that brought you these profound experiences. And I noticed there was a lot with children. And children are so open to that. They're willing to talk to strangers more than adults, probably. Yeah. And, you know, the kids following you and wanting to take you places. And, you know.
Yeah, it's amazing. That's why this Indian journey just completely changed my life. Like, I never expected I would experience that kind of compassion and unconditional love. That's how I experienced it in India. Like, the kid and the woman and everybody just, like, welcoming you. It's just so profound. And when you're in that situation...
Yes, and there was another lesson that you had about mindfulness, and that was, you know, you would talk about how you would, things would happen, like missing a bus or trying to make those arrangements, and you would get angry and upset and go into reaction, and you'd have to remember that you had the ability to change the situation, and it tended to get, and I know this in traveling in these countries like India, when you react and get more angry, it just gets worse. It doesn't get any better.
Yeah.
And so being mindful of that, and that was a big one of your lessons, of being mindful of it's your journey, you know, that you choose what your experience is going to be. I remember being in China, and we were in a hostel and sharing rooms with people, and there's two American guys came in, and they were saying how they the bus drivers were overcharging them, and they were ripping them off, and I asked, well, what'd you pay? And they said the amount in the Chinese yen or whatever, and it was like the equivalent of 3 cents. And I said to them, that is the price. And he went, oh, you mean we were beating that woman up for nothing, you know? And it's kind of like my husband and I we traveled with the knowledge, you know, that just trusting that people were going to be fair to us. And if we got the low price, I mean, why argue over 3 cents? And they had a miserable time because they were arguing over 3 cents. And it's ridiculous. And so, you know, it's really being mindful of what you want in your journey is what you're going to get, and coming in with that correct mindset. So, well, we're going to learn more about your journey and how it's changed your life after we come back from this break. You're listening to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and we'll come back and talk with Lai Ping Lee.
Each Monday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Elizabeth Anglin Show, your psychic connection to your soul's path. Elizabeth takes you to the Universal Etheric Space Library, where soul records and life lesson plans are stored. This live call-in show will help you decide what your life plan is through the help of your guides and guardian angels. Visit ElizabethAnglin.com or call 1-888-640-4893 to schedule your reading with psychic medium, animal communicator, Elizabeth Anglin.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world to find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams, or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia. Call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
Gratitude, asks the heart. Tell me, who are you? I would like to meet you and get to know you better. Gratitude responds, I am that which strikes at your door and waits until you open it with grace. I am that which only wants to partner with you at any moment. I am that which wishes your expansion more than anything. Gratitude is on a mission to create a partnership between the hearts of all human beings. Wouldn't it be wonderful to cultivate this state of being every single day? Stimulate the energy of the essence of gratitude in your life while bathing in this wonderful and powerful vibration with our diamond combo, and transform your life in health, creativity, wealth, and enriched relationships. Visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at Exploration Gratitude.
Tune in to Dialogue Radio with Dr. Jeff on TransformationTalkRadio.com as the stories of the universe are revealed in this engaging and creative hit show. Mondays at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern, Dr. Jeff fills the airwaves with Dialogue Radio, an epic conversation on self, society, and sustainability. Provocative, educational, transformative, and mythic, Dialogue Radio is the place where story seeds the imagination, heals the heart, and inspires personal, social, and planetary evolution.
1230 WBLQ.
Well, Welcome back. I'm Chris Stainis on Voices of Women, and I'm talking with Lai-Ping Lee today about her journey to India. Hey, Lai-Ping, would you please give your contact information and where people can find your book?
My book title is called Traveling Inward. And by the way, because I'm Canadian, so I spell the Canadian away. So traveling, which means have a 2L, traveling inward. And the book is available at Amazon.com and Amazon.ca and Amazon.uk and also in Barnes & Noble. And of course, people can find me in my website, doyoudare.ca, www.doyoudare.ca.
So I encourage people to go check out her book. And I looked because I know you spelled it with the two L's, and I went and looked on, checked spelling, and both versions are acceptable, two L's or one L. So, not just Canadian, although I'm used to spelling with one L. Anyway, so India had transformed your life. Can you talk a little bit more about that? How, what you've done since coming back from your trip? Because a lot of times we just go away on a trip, we come back, and we get back into our usual flow of things. Mm-hmm. And it seems like for you that it really changed your life.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Change almost, I would say, like, understatement. Like, I'm, 180. From a consumerism, like, shopaholic, and almost become a nun. Well, not completely. But I stopped shopping, and I'm more working towards self-goal and how could I can contribute, like from selfish person to the other side of the equation. Like, what can I make a difference? So every day I ask myself this question. Like, because in India, every day, people making a difference in my life. They go out of their way. They welcome me to their home. Some of them, they not even know me, meet me on the street, and they welcome me to their home. So that inspired me to pay it forward. Like, how can I make a difference to someone else's life? And because of all the amazing experience in India, and especially the last day when I was in a pagoda to giving my gratitude to the universe. And the voice come through me to tell me that I should write my story as my gratitude to India. When I heard that message, I was shocked and disbelief. Like, how could I write a book? I don't even know how to spell English properly. But after I was back and forth to questioning God, and the voice would come back to me and say, I moved to the mountain for you, which is a big encouragement to me. And I took that as my calling. And also, I have that attitude is like, I could do 100 days in India. What else I cannot do in life? Yes, I may not know how to spell English, but I'm sure my patience and my determination, which is what I learned in India, can help me to conquer this mountain. So I pick up on the journey to become an author. And even though I do not know how to spell English properly, but I was determined to not let any obstacle to stopping me to showing Indian compassion. And I was determined to not, giving up my dream. So I eat and slept with my dictionary for 9 months, and I completed Traveling Inward book within 1 year and publishing in Amazon.
Did you, so you didn't get a person to help you with the English, or so you did it yourself?
Oh, I do. I do have an editor. If I didn't have an editor, you wouldn't understand my book. Yes, I actually hired three editors. I hired 3 editors to helping me to correct the grammar and correct the spelling and taking a criticism. Since I have no experience, like no education as a journalist or anything like that, so I have no idea how to write books. But I just dare to follow my heart to sharing what I learned and in hope to inspiring other people to believe in their dream and get out to their comfort zone. So that's my whole purpose, I want to sharing this journey. So I did hire 3 editors and ask them to give me feedback and rewrite. So that book, actually, I rewrite it like over 20 times.
Yeah. Well, I imagine you learned a lot about English in doing that. Your next book will be easier.
Absolutely. Yeah, now I can write something without looking at dictionary now.
Yes. So tell us about what permanent changes you've made in your life since coming back. And from just your day-to-day existence of in Canada now.
Mm-hmm. The big lesson I learned, and I still keep using it every single day, is acceptance and compassion. When someone did some wrong to me, I learned to accept it. I learned it. Like more compassionate toward that person and forgive and move on. And I no longer holding grudge as I was 10 years ago. Because I know when I holding anger, just like I drinking poison, I expect someone to die. So I learned to surrender and let go. So all those techniques I learned and the lesson I learned in India, which enable me to face the daily challenge. And even sometimes people criticize me, and especially with my English, and they say you did not pronounce the word properly, and you did not write things properly, and the criticism. And I learned to accept it and took it as a constructive feedback and not being angry with like, somebody putting me down or someone they judge me, or I don't look at it as like somebody want to hurt me or want to destroy me, like any negativity, I don't go there anymore. Because sometimes people have a certain habit, they do. So, you know, when you accept it, you know, when you not, when you make peace with it, and you make your life a lot more easier. Then you no longer live in that negativity and no longer letting the anger or stress to dominating your everyday life.
Yes, I noticed too after traveling and coming back, you can also surround yourselves with more positive people than the negative ones. But I think you got this reflection in India. The people reflected back to you your beauty and your gifts, and you learned from that. So here was this, you know, especially the children. You talk a lot in your book about these smiling eyes and people smiling at you, and it's like they really saw you, and you were able then to see yourself because they were reflecting to you who you really were.
Thank you. You put it beautifully. Yes. Yeah. That's why I felt the first time in my entire life. Now I even have a tear to think that. Like, first time truly, I felt myself beautiful. All my life, since I did not receive any compliments from my parents, and I've been name-calling since I was a little kid, and I never thought I was pretty enough or worthy enough to have other people to love me. But this journey, it just completely transformed my life and letting me know that, like, I'm beautiful no matter what. And I'm worthy no matter what. Like, no one can define me. It's only me letting other people defining me. That's going to cause me unhappy. Like, when I let go of other people labeling, not let them having power over me, I own my own power.
Yeah, it's very important to learn. And you can learn at any age. As you said, you're 48 years old. There's no, sometimes people feel too old and they don't, well, I can't change now. And that's not true.
Yeah. Like at age 45, I show up in India with that path, you know.
I know it's not easy to travel in India, and I know you were doing second class travel, and I've done those too. I was younger, I was more in my mid 30s, and I think if I went again, I would travel a little more luxuriously, just for the comfort, because your senses are so bombarded that to also just have a little comfort. It's one of those countries to have a little comfort helps, but it's quite an experience to do it in this way and explore, you know, arrive in a city and explore and find a place to stay, not have it pre-planned, not have that's how we traveled. I think even when we flew in, we had a book that would recommend places and we would go find a place, but we didn't have we didn't fly into a country and have a reservation, and that makes for an exciting journey. And you really have to trust.
Absolutely.
A little more scary when you're by yourself. I had a partner. I was traveling with my husband. You were by yourself, so that takes a lot of courage. But, you know, you trust in the universe, and you trust in people. And you had some people that took advantage of you, you know, and yet you worked your way through it. You talk about those experiences in the book of, you know, the expensive taxis that they want to charge you, and then you find somebody who sounds reasonable and they ripped you off and all that. And you just, you know, sometimes you just have to let that go. It happens and you learn from it. That's the one thing about traveling. You learn from those experiences. Well, this is Chris Stainis on Voices of Women. We're going to take a little break. We'll come back and talk more with Lai Ping Lee about discovering your life purpose.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Are the magic and mysteries of Egypt calling you? Picture yourself standing between the paws of the Sphinx, meditating inside the Great Pyramid and other sacred temples and exclusive visits. Imagine cruising down the Nile on a luxurious private sailing yacht and exploring the peaceful countryside of Egypt. If you're interested in travel that expands, transforms, and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this September. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
What if someone could show you how to tap into vibrant health in 90 minutes? What if someone could have you listening to and following your heart's desires? What if someone could have you feel deep and abiding freedom throughout every cell of your being? What if someone could tap into your inherent abundance easily and effortlessly? Alina Frank is that someone. Alina can help you clear anything that energetically stands in your way from attaining the health, wealth, and freedom you were born to enjoy. Using EFT tapping, set yourself free with EFT. Why wait for a miracle when you can tap your power now? Visit www.tapyourpower.net. That's www.tapyourpower.net.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit AnnTaylor.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health, Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
1230 WBLQ.
So welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm talking to Liping Li about her journey traveling through India, and she has her book, Traveling Inward. You can find that on her website, www.doyoudare.ca. So Liping,
yes.
This has been a profound, you know, experience for you. So, and I know it's been leading you towards your life purpose. How do you see your life purpose now?
I actually have a profound dream a few months ago to call me to be a messenger of a healing. So I taken up on this role now and been traveling around to sharing this message. Like anybody can be their own source of inspirational and healing and finding their inner peace. Like anybody can do it. So that's my message I want to share into the world now. And if someone needs help to learn to meditate or learn to have a self-awareness or self-love, anything I could help and support. And that's what I'm doing now. Like I am my gift and what I learned on this journey to share into the world and to make a difference.
Well, that's so great because, yeah, you've come away from a journey and are making use of the gifts that you were found there, the wisdom, the knowledge, and then taking that forward to it's not just for yourself. You're sharing that with others because you want to make a difference in humanity. So what other ways are you, what's driving you to make a difference in humanity?
Because so the lesson I learned in India, and I realized that through compassion and through being blessing to other people, we could change, like our action can change humanity. And because whatever happened right now out there, a lot of people have that fear and I'm thinking about, like I'm own individual, no one care about me, but that's not my experience in India. And I see lots of people care for each other. So that's the message I want to pay it forward to sharing to other people, like you're not alone. Like if it's something you face and something you need to support and, you know, just go out to look for help. And especially now, internet is so convenient. You could just look for anybody or look for support group in the internet. Find someone, some group related to you or a mentor or coach, whatever you chose to go for it. And just sharing your story and ask for help and just don't be afraid to ask. And I know, yes, it takes courage to ask and to admit I am having a challenge. But if you don't say that out and if you don't ask for and no one knows and no one can there to support you. So anyway, also I realized that life is a gift. That's another big lesson I learned to this India journey. Life is a gift. However, not many people open their present yet. So I created this event. It's called Celebrating Life. And I encourage and inspiring people to come out to celebrate life each day because that's what's life about. Rejoice, no matter what. That's what Indian people inspire me. You know, even though they may not be poor people in the whole planet world, but they are the most joyous people you will see when you land in India, when you know, watching those people singing and dancing. It's just so contagious. And you will see, you know, that's the way life is. mean to be celibate.
Yes, and that's one of the things that you do see in other cultures. You know, it's not money that makes you happy. And I think in our Western culture, we think we have to have money to be happy, or we strive to have money. And yet you go to these cultures and you see them, like you say, dancing on the street. I mean, they're happy. And to bring that back, because I think we've lost, in some respects, it feels like we've lost that sense of community because we all live in little separate houses. Where in those other cultures, there's many families living together, and we think that's appalling in such crowded situations, but they have family, they have community, they care about each other, and you can sense that. I sensed it when I was traveling. And to just bring that back, you know, you talk about people feeling alone and that we're not alone, and to recognize that you're not alone. But it is for you to reach out. It is for everyone to reach out and ask for that help, because we don't know. We can just assume everybody's fine if we don't hear otherwise. And one little reaching out to somebody can make all the difference in the world. I think you experienced that in India, just sometimes asking for help because you're, when you're traveling, sometimes you need help, how to find a place or, you know, and all that. And to make yourself approachable to, you know, by reaching out and being approachable, others will respond, because that's just, the world reflects that back to you. And so if we're joyful, the people around us will start reflecting that. Don't you find that? Because I can sense in you this joyful presence. It makes me feel more joyful. And so you're spreading your joy, and sometimes life is difficult, and we need a good laugh. We need the joy to help us through the difficult times. The other thing you mentioned was our stories. And that's one thing I'm big on, is that it's important to be sharing our story. And I commend you for, you share, you know, it's brave of you, not knowing English, to share your story, to get the book out there and to share the story. You know, we all have our individual stories. We all have our, you know, you had your journey with very unique journey to India, which made profound change for you. And so your book is your story. It's different than my story. And every story people can relate to. In different ways. It's great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everyone is a unit. So, and also the lesson I learned in India is just like Mother Teresa said, every time you smiling at someone, it's a gift to that person. It is a beautiful thing. So every day, just keep away smile and keep away your
gift. Yes, a smile would be great. Well, thank you, Lai Ping. It was great to talk with you today.
Thank you.
I want to remind people to check out her book, Traveling Inward. Of course, you can get that book on Amazon, and look at her website, www.doyoudare.ca. I want to leave everyone with this thought today. Do you have a dream you haven't followed yet? What's stopping you from taking the steps to fulfill your dream? So spend some time this weekend and identify what you've been really wanting to do, and perhaps look at the blocks or fears you've been putting up from it happening, and see what steps you can really take to make them happen. As you can see, you can quit your jobs and just fly off to India and make that happen. So this is Chris Danis. I'm thrilled to have you join us this hour. You can sign up for the monthly Women of Wisdom newsletter at www.womenofwisdom.org. I want to remind people, we have a call for presenters. If you're doing workshops, if you do workshops and do some very creative things, we are looking for presenters at the conference. We do 3-hour workshops. The information is up on the website. If you look for the 2013 conference on the womenofwisdom.org website, all the information and the application forms are there, and the deadline is August 1st. Tonight is our Women's Blissed Out Dance, and July 24th is our picnic at Carkeek Park. So if you're in the Pacific Northwest, join us. And please check out my book, which is an Amazon bestseller and award-winning book, Women of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Women. And it's an exploration of the divine feminine through the many eyes and voices of women from the Women of Wisdom Conference over the many years that we've been around. We're actually planning our 21st conference. So you can purchase that at www.womenofwisdom.org and, of course, amazon.com. You can contact me at wow@womenofwisdom.org. This is Chris Danis, Thank you for being with us today. Next week, I will be talking to Coach Betty Louise on beauty and sexuality. So have a great weekend, everybody.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today. Radio with Chris Stainis.
Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
I used to be afraid, and now I love. I feel like fear just cripples you and love frees you. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing and changing from fear to love and showing people that that's the only way. I love, I love, I love. I no longer fear. Thank you.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.